And then if there's a child that you want to get out of bed, you might say, well, he's still sleeping, I better go
wake him up.
And if there's some medicine still beside the patient's bed, you might say, why haven't you
taken some?
Okay, and the patient might answer and say, well, I
forgotten it.
Okay, or well, just an hour ago I
taken some.
Okay, and then you might say, well,
take some more later.
Okay, and if you can't hear anything, you'd say you are stone
deaf.
And began to work real hard, and his shirt was just wet as he could be. You might say, well, look how
wet he is.
Okay, and how did he get wet? What happened?
He's working so.
Okay, and what do you call that when, you know, water just starts to pour?
Or press fine, or sweat.
Okay. And what do you call a discharging sore that you might have and it comes to a head?
A rise.
Okay. And there's another word that begins with a B that means that too. It's not a real bad rise, and it's just a little
bump.
Or it has a core in it. Any other kinds of things that have a core?
Something say I maybe have something like a carbuncle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that about the same as
that?
Yeah,
I think that's about the same.
Okay. What about a little one that is the same word as when you put water on the stove and it gets real hot, it begins to
boil.
Okay, do you ever use that?
Yeah, we usually have some boils broken out.
Okay, is that about the same as a rising?
No, not so.
Okay. And when a boil or a rising opens, the stuff that drains out is called?
Corruption.
Okay. And if you have an infection in your hand and your hand gets bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand?
Swollen.
Okay. And you might say, look, this happened yesterday, and it's still pretty
swollen.
Okay. And as soon as that bee stung me, my hand?
Swollen.
Okay. And somebody might say, well, it's not infected. It probably won't.
Won't infect.
Okay, you mean won't get any
swell, won't swell.
Okay. And if you get a little blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is called the
blister.
Okay. And what about the, if you puncture the blister?
It'll run water.
Okay. What was that?
Water.
Okay. And in the war, if a bullet goes through somebody's arm, you say you have a
wound.
And what about a growth in a wound that won't let it heal? It's hard and sort of reddish or white, and to get it to heal, it has to be cut out or burned out. You ever hear anything?
That's flesh. Brown flesh, I believe.
Okay. And if you get just a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it to keep it from getting infected?
Sometimes we put iodine, and sometimes a cure foam.
Okay. And what about something that used to be given as a tonic for malaria? Remember when used to?
366.
Okay.
Malaria, fever.
Uh-huh. It was a bitter white powder.
And quinine.
Okay. Yeah. Do you still use that for much?
Not too much now.
Do you rather take it?
Yes, ma'am. I've taken a little.
Yeah.
Is it bitter?
Bitter, yes, ma'am.
Is there?
And this make your ears pop when too much of it.
Is there? I wish we had time to talk some more about that type of thing. If a man got shot,